So look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. All right. So let's bow in prayer as we begin our worship and devotion time together this evening. Our Father and our God in heaven, we just appreciate so very, very much the days that you give to us. We're always thankful for your watch care over us, your loving kindness, abundant mercy. Just appreciate so very, very much your care and concern for us, your creation. We give you praise and glory for that. We ask you to bless the needs of the congregation here. Those names that we've mentioned, so many names we fail to recall, but we ask you to, in your loving kindness, to look down upon us and hear our prayers. Hear our cry for strength and help and mercy and well-being. And hear our thanksgivings, too, for answered prayer. And hear our requests for safe journey, for the relief of those who are experiencing illnesses. So bless us from above, we pray, as only you can. And we give you that glory and honor you so richly deserve. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As you know, first Sunday of the month, we have our Sunday night singing and devotional. So we just enjoy and sing as best I can. I have my water, cough drops, and everything. I even have my chloroseptic spray. As always, I just kind of work my way through the audience, and you just have a favorite hymn or a song selection you'd like to have us sing, just let me know as I get through the audience. Mike, I'm going to start on your side this evening.
Oh, 315.
Number 315.
Do it again.
315.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and poor content on all my cry. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All loving things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Give such love and sorrow me, or hearts compose so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Chris, the ball?
959.
959. Sing two stanzas so I can try to get through the whole audience this evening to have you make a slide. Nine. Just thinking about it makes me cough.
You're fine, about,
I don't want to cough and it makes me cough. 959.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and little by little light from heaven filled my soul. Jesus, let us devil bow our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a prayerful yearning, as your heart in heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right, makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he heals my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Feel a prayerful yearning, as your heart in heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus, makes it bright, it makes it bright.
595, first and last.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there.
Humorous in a verse when you say that stuff. It's not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord. Of course, every father and mother singing the same thing. It's me. So the father and mothers are singing, it's me. And the brothers and the sisters are singing, it's me. So everybody's singing, it's me. Standing in the need of prayer. So we'll sing first, second, and last.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father or my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father or my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor or a stranger, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor or a stranger, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
979.
I am a poor, wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. My body's sleep in the churchyard.
Forevermore,
and in God's time. have come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray, because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Oh, I feel the garden's dreadful dross, why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross, because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so.
Sing
on, ye joyful pilgrims, Dorothy, the moment's long. My faith is heavenward rising with every tuneful song. Though on the Mount of Blessing, the glorious Mount I stand, and looking over Jordan, I see the promised land. Sing on the blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on the blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, the time will not be long till in Father's kingdom we swell a nobler song, where those we love are waiting to bring us on the shore. We'll meet beyond the river when surges roll no more. Sing on the blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on the blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unfold and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me.
Years ago when we got this stand, it was kind of short, and I mentioned I need a longer stand, especially when I'm preaching, because I have my sermon notes or the Bible here, and I needed this side and this side, and there just wasn't enough room. So Brother Bolly Thompson took it home and enlarged this for me and made it so I could have two pages side by side. Number 517.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, and Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the needs of my heart. Shadows dispelling and joy, him telling he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my life was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. and there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you, adore you, we bow down before you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Son of God, what a wonder you are. You cleansed my soul from sin, sent the Spirit within. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are.
I don't think I can get another song out. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it very, very much. It's enjoyable not just to sing together, but just enjoy the friendship, the fellowship, the praise to God. And we hope our hearts have been tuned to sing his praise. Look again, we say, just look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. Not only good to have you with us, and your mom, Faye, good to have you with us this evening. Think of anything else. Anything I need to highlight, emphasize? I say that so often, but I don't want to overlook something that needs to be said or announced. Don't forget ladies' Bible class on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. We've been having a good friendship and fellowship and food.
Just safe travels for Sam.
He's coming this way this week.
Tuesday night. Close the land around 8:30.
So. Okay. I hope Nikki's doing well too.
Just uncomfortable, but she's doing well. But
got a baby due, if you didn't know that, coming up this month. It's
like August, a week.
August, yeah. August 13th. That's right. So, yes, Carol?
There's a young man that went to Harding Christian University with Marcy. And he's dying of cancer. He's Harrison.
Uh-huh.
And he's asked for prayers, and he's got stage 4 cancer. He's had it for several years, but he went to MD Anderson, so he's survived this far. But he's very, very sick, and I would
you
like
can't
to
hear Jess and Carol's daughter, Marcy, lives in Texas, has a friend from Harding University, I guess they went to school with. Has stage 4 cancer. She's asking prayers on his behalf. So you have to be a young man, but maybe 50 years old
or
so.
Yeah, he's 50. He's got about 3 teenage children.
Family man, too.
Brian.
Brother Rose, come up here, and I always call on you to lead our closing prayer. If you don't remember names, that's all right. The old expression when I was growing up, that we got a leading prayer would say, God, we pray for all those in whom it's our duty to pray for. Kind of covered the gamut. So lead us in a dismissal prayer, if you would, please.
Sorry. Let us pray. God Almighty, we just come just thanking you for this day. Thanking you for being our God. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, who made that supreme sacrifice for all of us. So thank you for the Holy Spirit that continued to guide us and strengthen us and encourage us to stay in the kingdom, endure temptations and all other things that comes our way. We're thankful for the church that continued to preach and teach your word, Father God. Father God, we ask to be with all those Christians, that we continue to be grateful and thankful for all the mercy that you continue to shower on us each and every day. Mm-hmm. We're thankful for your word that give us peace, that we deal with each and every trial that comes our way. We're thankful for those Christians that continue to be on the battlefield fighting and preaching on your word. Father God, we come asking you to help us in every aspect of our lives, that we be better laborers of Christ, that we continue to be motivated by your word, continue to love one another, continue to encourage those that are lost. Father God, we ask you to be with those that are sick and afflicted. Someone mentioned Brian. Carol mentioned Brian. We pray that you comfort him in this time. Not just him, but only those that are in the house of faith. You ask you to be with those that are caretakers. Pray that you keep them encouraged and keep them strengthened up, Father God. Father God, we ask you to be with all the Christians that's here today and throughout the land, that you protect us as we can see each other next appointed time. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.